this week on YMH.
Have you ever been with a goth chick?
Yeah. We got along really well. Like, this girl's cool. And her clothes was just so weird. She looked like a pirate.
You know how many motherfuckers call me Christine for 20 years? Like, people that I'm really good friends with call me Christine.
Some of the Latin comics were like, just so you know, man, in Mexico, me too. No vale mierda. Like, they don't fucking give a shit about
that. Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
Welcome to another episode of
She
Your Mom's
Lives.
House.
In my spirit, though, yeah. Oh my gosh, lady,
she's
it's
great.
So layered, because on the one hand, it's just a great fart, and on the other hand, it's her like, oh my gosh, did I do that?
Is
it's
that
coy.
Was that me?
Yeah.
And that's some dudes like, that's what gets them going, you know?
That's the best part about
yeah,
it.
He's like, God.
I wish you would start to get into my fart sexually.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Like the way the breath, oh my gosh.
Gee. Oh my god!
That's like, you know, a titty slipped out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, I didn't cover
Did
up.
I do
That's the
that?
Way she just said that.
You know what's fun is that, well, sometimes when I fart around the house, I do that for you. I go, oh my gosh. Ugh. But you don't seem to be aroused.
Yeah, that's different.
I really wish you would.
Okay. Yep.
Do you think you can work on that?
I will work on it.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I've been eating so much Korean food and the sodium is just blowed in my face. I made sundubu from TikTok. I've been eating it every day for like 2 weeks now.
Very
just
exciting.
So much sodium.
Very exciting. That's Happy smart. Thanksgiving, mate.
Oh, I.
I unfortunately had to spend it with family. I hope you guys had a good one. I am excited to. I'm getting real bricked up.
Ah.
Over.
Oh, that's the term I use. Interesting.
What's the term you
bricked
use?
Up.
What do you?
That's what Depeche Mode gets me going.
Are you trying to say that you coined that phrase?
I said it on the show first. I don't know.
You definitely did not. It's been said way before you said
not
it.
Not on your mom's house.
Yes, it has.
Who says bricked up?
Bro, you want to look it up?
Look it up.
Okay. All right.
Okay, what are you saying though? So what are you talking about?
That 69 Minutes is coming
to... Oh, that's exciting.
69 Minutes is coming to YMH Studios and the... Pre-sale starts. Is it start next week? December 1st. Okay,
oh.
in a couple days. This has Stavi's in it. Stavros. Matteo Lane. Ryan Sickler. Joe List.
Yes.
Are You Garbage Boys? H. Foley. Kevin Ryan.
Kurson. Jessica Kurson.
Denny Brown. Yeah, it's loaded. It's fully, fully packed up with unbelievable... talent. It's super fun. We've never put anything out like this, and it's going to be going on pre-sale in a couple of days, so look out for it, and we're super jazzed. That being said, let's play the opening clip. Let's get the show started. Ready?
I saw the title. I like it.
Okay, here we go.
Please, let's give a big round of applause and welcome back 8-time Grand Prix winner and one of the friendliest drivers in the F1 grid, Daniel Ricciardo, to Oracle Red Bull Racing.
Who is Ryan?
No way. No way, dude.
Welcome to your mom's
no way.
House.
With Tom Segura.
Mom
Segura.
Christina
Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel. My face is too puffy. Meow, 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 meow. I don't want to drink that. Meow, 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 meow.
retardo.
It's amazing.
I'm not retarded.
She knew what she was doing.
Can I tell you something? The irony is that she sounds like she has an Italian accent, and his last name is Italian.
Oh.
You know, like she's like, welcome to the Oracle Daniel Retardo. But she should know how to say Ricardo because it's Italian.
Yeah.
You know?
Daniel Retardo.
He's so sweet, dude.
He's the hot one.
Yeah. He didn't even react. He was just so sweet.
He's a pro. He's
laughing.
Just like,
He's like, thanks.
That's me, old Danny R word.
We should sell jerseys for him. Do they have driver Formula One jerseys you can sell?
Yeah, there's shirts like the one
with Retardo.
With Retardo on it, yeah.
YMH supports Daniel Retardo.
Yeah.
Formula One.
Oracle Red Bull Racing.
Fully retarded.
Yeah.
Fully retarded.
It's pretty great. That's a great clip, man.
Look at him. So sweet.
I can't wait to send that to him and be like, I didn't know how to say your last name.
Ricardo.
Most retarded on this grand circuit. Yeah. Reginald.
Yes, sir.
We were discussing, why don't you have dreads? Aren't you supposed to have dreads by now?
Yeah, that was kind of a whole process, right? Really what happened, as soon as it came up, you know, we were looking at the right venues and the whole process. I don't know. I just, again, when I came up with it, it was more of like a funny thing. Like, oh, what if, you know?
Yeah.
But again, I kind of went into that assuming that I was not going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
So still kind of blew my mind that happened. But once I was faced with the reality of it, I mean, yeah, I don't want dreads. I don't want hair. It's fine. So
you're rocking the dome right now, like me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, 10 years ago me, I probably would have really, really been into this. And
you're not even tempted by looking to your right and seeing Zolo's full sweet head of hair?
I mean, listen, I want the curls, bro.
The curls
I want
are tight.
The curls back.
Yeah.
That is what my hair would look like, too. That's the craziest thing. Like, if it grew
really?
Out, that's what the curls, that's where it gets to. Yeah.
Dude, come over to the side.
Oh, that's right.
Join me.
But now, yeah, I don't... It was fun to have as an accessory, you know, growing up and whatever, but I just don't. I actually don't need it.
I hear
it,
you.
So.
That's fair to say. You don't want the thing that you thought you wanted, and that happens.
Yeah.
That's normal. I think that's normal.
Yeah.
So.
But I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is something you'd be interested in, but, you know, you told me how much that was going to be spent on that, which was a lot. My thought was, what if we put that money instead into something that could be a little more fun and a little more, I don't know, including everybody here, which is, you mess with me with that hot sauce for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What if we put that money in as some seed money and we actually tried to make a hot sauce together?
Like a YMH exclusive hot sauce?
Like an actual, the best hot sauce is the best hot sauce.
The hot sauce is the best.
Yeah.
That one.
Sex is the best.
Yeah.
I'll do that one next.
Okay. So you're saying, we develop our own hot sauce.
I mean, yeah, like I've looked into the, you know, kind of the logistics of how it can work, and it's actually not a huge barrier to enter. The biggest thing would be money to invest, and I don't have that. But if I was given that money for that hair transplant instead, I mean, that's probably where I would put it.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. We could develop hot sauce. What do you think of name? We have to come up with a name.
I mean, the name, I mean, it has to be the best.
The best?
It's got to be the best.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
The best hot sauce?
The best.
Just the best.
Wow. Just the best.
Not
Any's black hot sauce?
You know, I was, that was one of the potentials.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't make it. I think
I think
the best.
I'm just trying to think of marketing. You don't think that's a good idea? How about Black Any's hot sauce?
But he's mixed.
Any's mixed hot sauce.
Mixed.
The mix.
How about black and white hot sauce?
Black and white.
He's Filipino.
Yeah, I got some Filipino in there.
Black
it's too convoluted. It's too big.
Okay.
The best.
The best. You got it.
I like the best.
But I don't know. I'm floating it. I don't know if that's something you guys would be interested in doing. But
no, I like the idea. I do like it.
Okay.
And it's also like taking what would have just been, I mean, it's a cosmetic thing. And now instead changing it into like a business idea, which is kind of cool. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would just hate to have it end there, you know?
Sure.
Because like, I do. It's like, you know, no hair. It's kind of not really the thing. But to have it end there is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of boring, you know?
So I like it.
I'd love to keep it going.
Okay.
I think that sounds exciting.
Let's take the next steps then. I'm down.
And also, Annie, you are a connoisseur of hot sauce, so I'd be very interested to see.
I would like to see what you determine is the best.
Oh yeah, I'm down to go through it because I mean,
you're gonna have to go to like a huge tasting thing, right? Where you,
Oh, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, we work with a co-packer, and I imagine, they'll give us kind of different. I'll probably lead them in terms of the taste of it, but yeah, then we kind of keep picking and getting to the right one.
I'm down,
exciting,
dude.
Exciting.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Very
hell yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that's cool.
Very cool.
Annie, you really need to take a shit. I know you're black and you guys do your own thing, but you still have to shit.
Hey, when's the last time you took a shit?
I'm pretty sure this morning.
Mm-mm.
Took one this morning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you regular now?
I mean, pretty much. Like, after the basketball thing, that
it
really
changed
like,
you?
Yeah, because I was eating. I mean, I'm not going to say I was eating right, but I was definitely eating, you know, something other than pizza and fucking chicken wings every single day. So
sure.
It was, it kind of forced it, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do my usual thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of just, I don't know, came to terms with that. I mean, I just realized it was just a habit growing up.
It's
like,
a habit.
Yeah. For so long,
bro,
I just kind of needed to.
Can I tell you, I thought of you because I was very constipated and I didn't shit for like 2 weeks.
I've heard
and
this.
The amount of caca, it was like a basketball in me. And then I took 2 laxatives. I went to sleep and it didn't do shit, bro. So I woke up in the morning and I took 2 more laxatives. That's 4 laxatives in the span of like 10 hours. And then my dumbass, I was like, fuck it. Nothing's happening. I'm just going to walk around Madison. I was in Madison, Wisconsin. And then the fury hit me. And I was like, fuck. And of course, like none of these fools let you just shit. You have to like buy something.
Yeah, of course.
So
you're
Chase
like, I'll buy the fucking store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, please, God. It was wild how much came out of me. So you must be like, that was your constant.
That was pretty normal. Yeah, like I mean, I'm actually surprised that you're saying 4 laxatives and it took a day for that to happen.
That's how backed up I was.
God,
but
damn.
Then but
must
don't you
great.
But don't you get constipated when you weren't shitting? Like I feel like because I was
you
holding
technically
it in
are.
Yeah, isn't that kind of the definition of
so then how did you
how
make
did you
a brown
function?
Yeah,
what you mean, like, how did I make it happen?
Yeah,
like, I mean,
your body just told you we really have to do it now?
Basically, yeah. It would just be a big stall until I was like, all right, I guess it's time. You know, we'll go in there and make this shit happen. But it was like annoying. That's really what it was. It was just annoying. It was
and,
an annoyance to me. So
and
I'm
it's
like, I don't
so
really know
heavy.
Fucking.
Like, I was trying to exercise. I was like, ugh, I just want to die. Like, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't move.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm all skin and bones, so I can handle like 10
more
pounds.
Yeah, I got
more
fat
deal.
On my bones.
That was the biggest one. I took a shit like, what was that? I think it was like 6 months ago. I weighed it. It was like 6 pounds.
Dude.
I'm not playing.
6 pounds.
Dude.
6 pounds. Yeah, that's
I feel like your shit could beat that, though. Like your daily.
Mm-mm. I mean, no 6 pounders.
Do you weigh yourself before and after?
I have, but it's never that significant.
What is it? 2 or 3?
No, nothing like that. Like fractions of a pound.
Yeah.
Workouts, sweat.
Yeah, water.
Lots of pounds.
You get dehydrated.
Yeah, you can lose like 8-9 pounds in a workout.
Definitely. Or just when you sleep overnight, you wake up dehydrated.
You do. Yeah.
And you weigh yourself.
It's true, yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office, and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Dehydrated. Here, I got an update for you.
Sure.
Guys, they went out for a few drinks and met a pretty nice Colombian girl. Look at that body, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, I love the life here, man.
It's such a great life.
Screw America.
Yeah, you can get hookers.
Look at those teeth.
Yeah, hookers.
Those teeth are something.
It's like he doesn't know that prostitutes exist in America.
No, you don't have to leave.
You have to. You can go to Vegas.
Guys, you know, they told me that with the girls, I'm never going to be a real girl, so I decided to man up and do the right thing.
Man up.
So I got two.
Yeah. I love you, girls.
So hot. He's so cool, Tom.
Such a good time down here in Colombia.
Did he think he had his teeth done in Colombia, too?
I got them down here the first week, baby. Such a great price.
He's so gnarly.
And I met so many senoritas that week.
So hot, Tom.
I never want to go back to the States. So much.
Can you see yourself doing this?
Yeah, this is awesome. The only thing that I wouldn't do is start a fucking TikTok channel about it.
No.
Just go do your thing, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to broadcast it.
I know.
That's why you're getting lit up. It's because why are you broadcasting it?
I know. If you like hookers,
anybody
it's fine.
Can like do drugs, do hoes, do whatever you want. Why are you announcing it?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to let guys know you don't have to be sad back home. Come down to Colombia. Bring $40.
It's for educational purposes. Yeah. He's helping other guys get laid. That's what he thinks he's doing.
It's really weird. It's strange.
It's a clout thing.
He's doing it like somebody who has like a car collection page. He's like, oh check out, I got this new 1968 fucking, you know, Beamer I've always wanted. Like that's how he's talking about hoes in Colombia. It's like you don't have to share your collection. You can keep it to yourself, man.
Oh my God.
You know, I listen to these success stories.
Yeah.
With men and women, how the woman stood behind them and they made it through the rain. That's great. That's one in a million. God bless them.
Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, the way it's turned out today for you younger people, you know, if you treat a woman like shit, she stays. The minute you submit and give in to her, she wants more.
Yeah.
So, this is why I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I never will. I care about me, myself, and my money. And my daughter and my grandkids.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, so this is really the root of all this. When I go, why are you broadcasting it? It's because of this.
Yeah.
This guy's really...
Somebody fucked him up.
Fucked him up,
He's got an ex-wife that took half his shit.
He's really hurt. He's really upset about it. Yeah. He got those teeth and he went to Colombia. And then
got on the T, got the teeth, worked out, and went to Colombia.
Especially when people sell that line, the minute you treat them well.
Yeah.
They just ask for more. Take advantage of you.
Yeah, it's the Tom Lakis thing. It's the dump that bitch. I don't spend a dime on these pigs.
Yeah, how's it good?
But there's such a solid audience for that. Like, there's a whole crop of hurt men out there that are like, just die and eat this. Just dying for this.
Well, yeah, this is reinforcing. Because there's this whole thing. If you ever read, like, comments where it'll be like, this is what happens, guys. Like, I put her through school. Yeah. I supported her. And then she left me for the, like, and then that guy stays that hurt guy forever. That's how he lives the rest of his life. Yeah.
We've known a few of those poor gents. People are so fragile.
Yeah,
they
but
are
no,
so
but I mean,
fragile.
It's normal to
so
be fragile.
Sad. No, that's what I'm saying is that, but that's why it's like you, it's so, you just think how lucky you are if you do meet the right person that doesn't absolutely destroy you in your 20s or your 30s, you know? Yeah. God damn, dude.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's really beat up over this. This is all about like one woman.
Definitely.
This
What's
is all
her
about
name?
One woman, man.
Fucking Debbie.
Could be a Debbie. It could be. She fucked him up. She's the reason he is tearing up fucking Bogota. Debbie. That's seriously it.
He's getting AIDS in Bogota because
And maybe like she got a good chunk of change and he was like
fucking
That Debbie. Probably is also the reason, honestly, why you if you worked I'm assuming this guy probably had a pretty good job, had a chunk of change, and then you part with half of it and you go, well, my lifestyle that I was used to is gonna suck for him now. Mm-hmm. Especially because like you know, you're already like 50. He's like, I don't want to go down to that lifestyle. What I'll do is I'll just change the location.
Smart.
You know?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's really not. I mean, the only thing that I would worry about is healthcare the older you get. If you go to Bogota.
Good pussy cures everything, baby. Platanitos and a little puss on your lips makes you feel better in the morning.
But he's so jizzed up. At his age.
Well, like, he's teed
he's
up.
Still so horny.
He's teed up like your boy. Yeah, he's 20 years older than me. And he's
so horny. What is that? Is that, do you think that is a real, is that part of it? Like, what
yeah,
is this, the hurt or is it easy?
Both. It's everything.
Yeah.
Some of it's his wiring, some of it's compensating for how the hole that's left by the emptiness from being hurt by fucking Debbie, that cunt.
Yeah.
And then some of it's because he's got tea coursing through his veins, baby. got to put it somewhere.
Whew.
Here, let's laugh. Let's have something funny play.
It's dark. Oh my gosh. It's the Muslim edition.
And he's like, stay there.
Fuck.
That's not.
Oh, my child.
Oh, my
he's
child.
Like, watch this shit.
Oh, fuck.
Stop crying. That is not.
How to do that? Well, he's definitely going to be different. He's going to be changed.
That's not how to do that for sure.
He's like, shut up, bitch. Look at him. He's like, shut up. Inshallah.
Stop. Put your head down. Like that.
And he lets him continue. Just beat the pain away. Man. Inshallah. Did you hear him fucking say that shit?
Yeah.
He's like, it's fine. This is what God wants.
That's what God wants for your back.
That's what you want your doctor to say.
Yeah, you definitely
Inshallah,
want
it's what
like,
God wants. It's what God asks.
God is protecting your spinal cord right now.
Fuck, dude.
Whew.
That's gnarly.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I had this thing happen to me. Do you ever have, like, you're in a car, like, with an Uber driver, and then, like, the minute I got into the car?
Yeah.
This man, I could tell he was lonely and sad. And so he was telling me about an open wound on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to go bathe in a lake. And the wound, surprise, got infected.
No, really? In the lake?
And he was in the hospital.
With an infection?
Yeah, for a long time. And then I was like, okay, well, I listened to that. He regaled
Thank
me
you.
With that. And I had just been on two different planes. Like, I was kind of ready to go check into my hotel.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, we're done with that. And then he keeps regaling me with more tales of woe And then he gives me like the tour of and that. And that's where the farmer's market's going to be. And I got to tell you, I never get excited about a farmer's market.
No,
I could
neither.
Give two fucks about buying cucumbers on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. So, and then, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It gets way worse. So then he's chitty chatting so much that I think I call you or I'm texting you. And then he's chitty chatting so much, he misses the hotel.
Ooh.
And that's when I lost my shit. Inside.
You did? Oh, okay.
No, inside. I was like, this guy, this fucking cunt, just robbed me of my mental space.
You go, you have an infection in your eyes? You missed the fucking turn?
Fucking
stupid.
Fatso. And then I got so angry, though. But is that normal that I got so angry? Like,
of course.
I felt so robbed. Like, he took my time and then he took my hotel time.
Yeah. And you can think it and feel it and even tweet it, but you just can't yell at the guy. Yeah. You can tweet it, cunt, stupid fucking driver. Yeah.
Oh, and then the worst part is I got him again on the way to the airport. And that's why I called you from the car.
Oh.
I was like, hey, babe, I don't want to talk. Because I can't tell the guy, I don't want to talk to you. You can't do that, right?
Well, I get picked up with headphones on. You don't do that? I do that with over ear.
Shit, man, I forgot.
Yeah, I have them on. So when they're like, good morning, I'm like, what's that? Oh, good morning. And then I'm like,
I forgot about that.
And then I just sit there with my.
Fuck.
And then sometimes I'll go, yeah, yeah.
But it felt like I was assaulted, you know?
Yeah, it's
like
horrible.
It's an assault. Like they took something from me.
Some people's personality is an assault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're vampires. They drain you of your life force. They're not givers, they're takers.
It's true.
He's an emotional vampire. He's Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows.
Absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ugh. Same thing.
Dear Missouri, at Indigo Sky Casino, a Hellcat is coming your way.
Ooh.
Just know that. I will eat your heart.
Cool.
That's a lot of personality.
It's a lot. I thought she was like a comic advertising that she's going to be.
I actually thought it looked like somebody I...
you've worked with.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised
like
if she's
Griffin.
Got stage time under her
So she's
wings.
She's just announcing that she's going to fuck up your time at the casino with
that
you.
That feels like it.
She's going to be the drunk person.
Unless she's a Dodge rep who's saying the new Hellcat's coming to the casino and I'm going to deliver it. Yeah.
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 Wow.
She's a lot.
It's so lame, dude.
Totally. Terrible.
It's so lame.
Terrible. What am I seeing here with the jizz question? What is it?
Can you phrase the question properly? Oh, I have it in a text. So this is Rob Eiler. This is what Rob and I text to each other. And here's the thing. At first when I read it, I dismissed it. And then, of course, it fucking stuck with me. And I was like, now I have to figure this shit out philosophically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever discussed this before, but if you jerk someone off, who made the cum? Now, I think what he's trying to say is, who caused the cum? Is it the one who jerks the person off?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it originate in the person who's being jerked off? Meaning, like, who's, right? Who's the causer of the cum?
Yeah.
Is it you? Or the source from which...
It's usually the person touching the dick that is causing
they're
cum.
They made the cum. Did they make the cum?
Well, they didn't make the cum. They made the cum come out.
So they're the cause of the cum.
Yeah, what is this?
Exactly. They made the
cum.
Well,
it's like, I mean, think about it.
But if you weren't there, it would never have been made. It's like pizza. The ingredients don't make the pizza. The person making it does. This is what Rob was saying to me. If not, and then I wrote back, I see what you're saying. If not for the stimulator, there would be no cum. Wow, that's deep, bro. I mean, don't you think about it? It's a very thought-provoking question.
I don't think it is. I'm still, I mean...
Who makes the cum?
Whoever touches the dick is causing...
I think you're wrong.
So if a person blows a guy, a woman blows a guy, and the guy comes, you're like, no, the guy who's receiving he made it come? That's your thought?
Well, it all depends on what's the origin of the cum?
The origin's always in the balls and the prostate.
Right.
Okay. So that's where cum lives.
So what? Those are two different questions. There's a causal relationship.
What are you talking about?
This is what I wrote back to him. This is a few minutes later. I'm like, wow, now I'm thinking about your question. It would hinge on when a man produces jizz. Is it produced on demand or is it produced then stored for later? If it's the former, then indeed one giving the hand job can cause the cum. If it's the latter, then the hand job giver is merely the usher of said cum. Is cum produced on demand?
You have a philosophy degree.
This is what I'm using it for. But that's what I'm saying. Is jizz produced on demand?
No.
So then, therefore, the person giving the handjob is just the usher of the
cum. Yeah, they're ushering the cum out. That is true. Sure.
It's okay. A thought-provoking question.
It is not a thought-provoking question.
If someone jizzes in the forest and nobody's see it, does it even count?
Okay.
Well, you asked. You wanted to know.
I was really thinking I would be hearing something a little more thoughtful than that.
This is what Rob and I like to talk about.
Unbelievable.
I thought about this for days. Days after he texted me, I was like, this is a very thought-provoking question.
Have you and Diesel had sex?
Yes, we did. And we both enjoyed it for sure. It is life-changing.
I don't like it, I know.
And this is very entertaining.
I was a bit nervous for the first time, but not anymore.
We both love it.
But some things in the bedroom have taken Braden and Liesl by surprise.
Yeah, just like my mom comes in and almost see us having sex in my room.
First of all, is it legal for two?
Legal?
Hear me out. They're both of diminished mental capacity. They're childlike in nature. Is it responsible as a society if we're like...
What are you supposed to do? Arrest them?
No. Way worser.
What?
Snips.
No.
Sterilization. What? I mean, what? They're not
supposed
to... And
that is a big...
Yeah, that's why they do that in private, not in public.
That's what? Tip of the day.
Don't let the parents come in the bedroom. Having sex, bonding us together is like a love intimacy as well. And also, it's really changing of my heart. And it's really, really good with my guy here.
That's.
And they have Australian accents on top of.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of different, right? You don't get to hear that.
I didn't like that clip. I'd prefer not to. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
I watch a show called Sex Education.
Leave that up. Yeah.
With Connor Swindells is in it. He's a huge fan of the show. Hello, yeah. Connor. And we met him in London.
Hello.
Yeah. He's the best. He's on the show and he's also in the Barbie movie. He's very, very famous actor. And he hodels. There's the show Sex Education. And in season three, I'm watching Maeve, who's my favorite. She's the goth queen of the show. She's having an intimate physical relationship with a guy who's paralyzed from like the chest down.
Different. That's okay.
And it's so hard for me as a normie to like, what?
To
wrap my head around an intimate scene between, hold on, let me say it the way white people do, like normal people do. It makes me very uncomfortable to watch a scene like that. It made me uncomfortable. But I also like to think, why? Why did it make me uncomfortable?
Well, I'm all for watching paralyzed people discuss and have sex. I get it.
Have you watched it, though? Have you tried seeing it?
No. I saw that documentary that had all the paralyzed athletes, and they talked about their sex life. And you're like, oh, wow. Because you don't consider it. And then you're like, oh, this makes sense. And, you know, I'm always for the bros getting laid. I mean, I definitely am cheering on all
sure,
of them.
Sure.
But I just feel like... Yeah, I think when I see people with diminished capacities discuss their sex life, I'm like, ugh. Like, 'cause you feel like, like almost like this isn't right, even though it makes sense. Like when you have, when you fully discuss it and you're like, yeah, of course they're adults and they're in a relationship. I understand that intellectually.
Right.
It just is like,
it's like,
it feels like you're supposed to intervene and go like, guys, no. Right. I know. It's the same sentiment. I know.
Cause they're not, cause I'll tell you why, because you look at them and you're like, they cannot handle the repercussions of sex.
Well, here's an interesting note. It says that if a Down syndrome couple were to fall pregnant, they have a 50-50 chance of a child, of having a child with Down syndrome. The doctor said on the data on the number of Down syndrome children born from parents who have the condition was slim. Okay. But that means, doesn't that mean 50-50 that not having Down syndrome?
Yeah. So that's 50 that they won't have, because it's a chromosomal anomaly. It's right. A mutation.
Yeah, but that's kind of be fascinating to have two parents with Down syndrome and you're just like, guys, fucking get it together. Like you're the kid. Just like,
can I tell you something? I smell.
Enough with the treats. We got to have some fucking,
You know what I smell?
Protein. How about some vegetables in the house?
A YMH Studios sitcom in the making. My silly parents.
My silly parents.
My goofy folks. Somebody's laughing in the booth.
Yeah.
Smart Chad. He likes it. He's an intellectual.
I wouldn't say like it, but it's funny.
That's a really good premise for a film or a sitcom.
Could you call it 21 minus 1? No? I heard a laugh. Right? That's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a good show.
Trying some Me 21? Try, or like a play on, no? Could you imagine, though, if your parents I think mine were. I'm not convinced I'm not.
I'm not convinced that. I mean, my mom's still here. There's no full report on her yet. By the way, I felt this way when I did it.
Yeah.
And we have, just so you know, and when 69 Minutes has a thing with my mom that I think is even funnier than the helicopter video. But for those of you that haven't seen it, there's a video on my YouTube page where I took her up in a helicopter on her 79th birthday, and I planned with the instructor
so mean.
To do like wild stunts and just surprise her with it. And it went exactly as planned. And I don't think I've laughed harder until we did the thing for 69 minutes. But I've had so many people tell me that they're like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, because we had GoPros, so you have her screaming and praying, and like she was like hitting the pilot, and then I can't even see her, but I can hear her screaming, and I'm laughing so hard, I have tears come down my face. It was exactly what I dreamed of.
Yeah, yeah. It was very funny. Her reactions were just so, it's so scary.
Yeah,
I'm just glad
she was terrified.
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 I'm surprised she lived through it. She's very frail too.
I mean, you have to understand, we took it to like. We're at like 1,200 feet, and then when I look at him and he's just like, "I'll take over." He just puts us into a straight nosedive, like just right, and then pulls up at the last second, and then flies sideways
in a
ravine. She's like, she was praying to Jesus. I heard her at one point. She goes, "Think about your father." Like what he would say if you did this. I'm like, he'd probably laugh.
Love it.
Yeah,
he probably would laugh.
This is the stuff he would, in front of her, he'd be like, "Tell me, yeah." But like, if I was like, "Isn't this funny to watch?" He'd be like, "Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it is pretty funny.
It's pretty great."
She's very, very, very freaked out.
It's yeah, very, she's very funny scared. To watch. It's funny to watch someone that's scared.
It's amazing to watch.
Okay, very excited for our guest. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we are back and welcoming for the first time our guest, who has a new special streaming right now on Netflix. You can see it. It's called Cowabunga. Give it up for Ralph Barbosa, everybody. Hey. Let him hear it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam. Dude, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where did you shoot?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's home.
Yeah, it's home.
That's rad.
I wanted to shoot in like Chicago or Denver or something, but there's so much family that wanted to go out. I was just like, man, I'll just do this first one in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then I'll never do it in Dallas ever again.
Why? Sure.
Yeah.
Too much drama.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. Yeah. Family, people in your family don't understand that, like, it is a stress to have you guys at the show.
It is.
And then they go, how? And you're like, because it's just your presence is a stress.
I've told them since the beginning, I do this for the strangers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I don't need your support. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't need your support. I don't need anybody's support. I wish I had it. Sorry, I should start by saying it. But like, I know that I was never going to get it. So I was like, that's cool. Like, I just want to be alone. I can do this by myself.
Yeah.
Because I think to be successful, you do have to be like, I'm self-motivated. I'm a self-driven engine.
Yeah. Like,
I don't need my mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Also, you know, stop texting me about what time the show starts.
Get
and parking.
Fuck worst. Out of here. The worst. And if there's food and da da da.
Or I'll even have this thing now where I'm like, if there's like insisting, right? Insisting that I'm like, fine. And I try to put the, you know, coordinating on somebody else. I'm like, talk to this guy. Like, he'll sort you out. And then I have to go like, by the way, I don't want to see you before the show.
Oh my God.
Like, come see me after the show.
Yeah.
And somehow I'll still find somebody back. I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, we just wanted to come back. And I'm like, I just want like calm.
Peace.
Yeah.
Calm.
Peace. Yeah.
Netflix had this like photographer guy out there. He was like super nice and stuff, but it was kind of like, I mean, maybe cause I was just so nervous.
Yeah.
When we're all sitting in the back in the green room. All I could hear was just like the clicking of the camera. And I was just like, hey man, you think you could just like time out for a sec? Like no pictures. Just
oh, just give me a break.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I like kept hearing it like,
yeah. And then that's the only thing you can hear.
Yeah. I don't even know if I said the jokes right. I was just on stage like,
yeah, because they also drain your energy. These people like before shows in your green room or talking to you. You're like, dude, I don't want
I was also getting drunk a lot that week and that drained me.
Sure. So, yeah, did you get faded before you shot?
No.
You had to go into that sober, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you tape two?
Tape two.
Yeah.
In one night.
And was it like the usual thing is you get the first one done and then the second one is what you mostly use? Did you have that or no?
No, man. The first one was first like one? Pretty good. That was like the bones of it. The second one was bad.
Really?
I did like two shows a night for like four nights leading up to the taping night. And like every show was awesome. Up until taping night.
Yeah.
Those are like the worst two shows.
Yeah, it's always like that.
It's always how it goes.
My first one was such a bummer. It was such a bummer, dude. My first, like, no one recognizes it that much, but when we went to Minneapolis and I mean, I didn't have a name that could sell any tickets. So they're just like going up to people like, do you want to go see a comedy show? Like they're like barking on the street. Offering people free tickets to a comedy special. And then we taped it at a place where normally the symphony plays. So there you get like I had a more sophisticated, like, oh, this will be like, you know, I guess a highbrow thinker.
Hilarious.
And then I'm up there like, and I'm coming off of 100 shows where I'm like, this thing is just like hitting. And you could, I mean, I think if you watch it through that lens, you go like, oh, this crowd's not like a hot crowd. It's just, they're just like kind of going along with it. But I remember getting off. I was like, that's fucking terrible. It was such a letdown of a reaction. I was used to like pop.
Yeah. I get you, man.
Yeah. It sucked.
I don't know. I've been getting some pretty good positive feedback.
Yeah. It's great.
A lot of Illuminati comments.
What?
Yeah.
What
do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't think about it like this, but once they told me I could like design the stage, I was like, man, I want checkerboard flooring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it's like a really small theater where we taped it at, and it's right across the street from the barbershop that I like grew up getting my haircuts at. And I worked there for like a long time. I was a barber. And so, I don't know, checkerboard floors remind me of like old school barbershops.
Yeah, totally.
So I put checkerboard flooring to kind of like pay homage to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the red lights on the curtain because, I don't know, it just popped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also kind of reminded me of, like, Super Mario.
It's a cool stage design.
Yeah.
It looks good.
And apparently checkerboard flooring and, like, red is associated with, like, the devil and, like, the Illuminati.
Oh, cool. Even better.
But I don't know why people are like, I see the signals. You can't hide it from me. I've never hit it. I've always told people I am the Illuminati. Like,
Yeah, yeah, dude, this is, it's super solid. What, how long did you like, did you tour with this before you shot?
It's like a year.
A year?
Yeah. About a year, something like that. Maybe 10 minutes of it. Maybe not even. Was like pretty new. I kind of regret putting it in there.
That's always how it goes. Oh, yeah.
But
you gotta have a regret when you do a special. Right? You have to. Yeah.
But I, like other comics that I talked to were like, nah, just put it in. Just whatever, whatever's like the funniest stuff that you think is the funniest, just throw it in there.
It's like this, dude. If you didn't put that in, you'd be like, man, I should have put that in there because it's going to be dated by the next time. So you just always, having regret means you actually care about it. It's a good thing.
Nice.
You're 27. Mm-hmm. So how long when did you start doing stand-up?
I think I did my first mic when I was like 18 or just turned 19. Awesome. Something like that.
Fuck, I wish I would add that kind of forethought.
And then you go all in pretty much? Or
Nah. I did it like can I cuss on here?
Yeah.
I did it like a pussy. Like,
yeah.
I did a mic. I had where they gave me 3 minutes. I did like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I got yelled at, so I got scared. I was just like, all right, it's my time. Fucking took off, and I didn't go back to it until like, I don't know, 5 months later.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of a normal way to start.
Yeah. Then I did another mic. Then I did it like another 4 months after that. And then I just kind of kept going back. Okay. And eventually, I just kept doing it. I stopped doing the like.
So I remember seeing clips of you. I think it was, I want to say, either 1 to 2 years ago, where it was produced. It was a production, right? Like you,
like an HBO.
Yeah,
thing.
It was HBO.
Yeah,
yeah, and that was really funny. That was great.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that was really good. And then I remember I saw you out with Bert on the Fully Loaded stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Bert.
Shout out to Bert. And then this. So I mean, things couldn't be going better. This is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Bert's tour was like the pinnacle of like holy shit. Like things are happening now.
Yeah,
because we're on a tour bus. I've had trouble sleeping, but on that tour bus, I slept like a baby.
Right.
And then there was like, you know, snacks, drinks. I didn't drink too much. There's mushrooms.
Yeah, he has those too. Fun.
Yeah.
It's part of his diet. Can I ask you, because I heard this thing, but I don't know. I really don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Do you have like a beef or get dogged by George Lopez?
George Lopez. He just on this podcast, on his podcast, he had that dude Steve Trevino on.
Yeah, I remember Steve.
And something about like, I guess Steve kept bringing me up and
just like, hey, here's a funny dude.
Nah, Steve was saying something like, I don't know. He was like, we got to help. We got to help the young guys. You know, like we got to help the Ralph Barbosas of the world, which, by the way, I've never met Steve in my life. But
Sounds like he was.
I'm still waiting on that help.
but it sounds like he was trying to say, like, let's lift somebody up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've always heard the stories with George is like he's very anti-lift people.
That's cool. Very nice.
But yeah, he was just like, nah. Really cool. He's like, fuck that. And every time he said my name, I guess George was getting mad. And George was like, who the fuck is that guy? Like, don't say his name on here. Fuck that guy. And
then that kind of.
Yeah, man. Mexicans were pissed.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just started blowing up his comments. They're like, there's like 30-year-old Mexican dudes who sounded like 12-year-olds. They're just like, fuck you, titty bitch. Like,
dang.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't like personal animosity, right? Because he didn't know you.
I think he could have brought up anybody's name and he would have been like, fuck that guy, whoever's name.
Yeah. I got you.
I'm stoked. The Latin comedy world, it's time for new blood. I love you. I love Frankie Quinones.
Oh, I think that's cool.
This is like this
what about
is great.
Fucking Don Segura.
Oh, that's you know
like you're
a widow though. You know, shit.
Your comedy set in Spanish was the first Spanish set I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, at the Addison Improv. This is like a few years ago.
No shit.
It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, thanks, man.
Me and my buddy Jesus went and
Jesus Trejo.
Oh, that guy's funny too.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Super funny.
That guy's amazing.
You guys went to that show?
No, not that Jesus. Oh. Another Jesus. I know quite a few Jesus.
You and your buddy went to that Spanish show.
Yeah, at the Addison Improv. You had other comics like from Puerto Rico and stuff there.
Yep.
Yeah, it was cool as hell, man. No, a couple of the Puerto Ricans I couldn't really understand, but
it's so different, right? The accents, and the slang,
Spanish, yeah.
And you'll be like, I speak Spanish. Then you meet someone, and you're like, oh fuck, I guess I don't speak Spanish. Like, well, the good thing about that tour, like, because I was supposed to be gearing up to shoot one in Spanish, So, but, and I had Richard Avila with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Richard was there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Richard's, I mean, he's a really good comic. He's also incredibly proficient, but he's also really good at performing. Like, he can perform, obviously, in English, but he really knows, like, the Latin crowd. And he was the one who early on was like, just know that, like, when we're touring, like, because we did some Cali shows, Arizona, and Texas tour. And it was supposed to go on from there, but he's like, dude, 90% of these crowds are Mexican. So you're going to perform for Mexican people, just like, and then starting to like tweak little things, like whether it's an expression, like he would tell me, he's like, oh yeah, like when you say that, it's going to make sense to you, but people are going to be like, they're not used to that expression. So you should do a joke about your expression. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 'Cause
like I was saying things that are so specifically Peruvian, 'cause that's just what I know. He's like, you got to explain that. So that was like a huge help. Like knowing that the audience, yeah, they speak Spanish, but they're not used to saying that, you know?
Yeah. There's different types of Spanish. That's totally cool. He was like molding you like a kung fu.
Yeah, he was. He was, dude.
Of
he
Mexican
totally was.
Anecdotes.
Of Mexican anecdotes. And like, he would give me a tag. I'd be like, what? He goes, trust me. Mexicans would be like,
trust me. Say taco.
Yeah. 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 I was like, okay. And then I would do it and he would be like, but I tell you, like, I told you, man. I was like, okay.
Nah, it was hilarious, man. I honestly think it's way funnier to see somebody perform in Spanish who doesn't usually speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, that's not their first language. Yeah. I mean, part of what makes something funny is like vulnerability.
Totally.
And when you're speaking in a whole other language, it's like, I don't know, twice as vulnerable, twice as
you're
funny.
You're so much more vulnerable. I was telling those guys that, you know how when you're working a weekend at the Improv and you're the middle act for like a huge name, right? Like a big name is in town and you're middling. And there's a certain type of nerves that comes for that. You're like it's packed, like all the shows are sold out and you're like, you have a little bit like, right? And the longer you do it, like 10 years from now, you know, some of those nerves, they just start to fade. You still have butterflies about new bits and will this work and oh, this crowd is enormous. But when I was doing those Spanish shows, I felt like I was a first year comic opening for with my notebook, you know what I mean? It was like bringing me back to that very vulnerable state of like, oh my God. And then you inevitably fuck up what you're saying on stage.
Yeah.
You know, but like the crowd was so supportive because they were like, you don't normally do this. And they had that thing where they were like almost cheering you on.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. They wanted you to win.
Yeah.
You inspired me that show. Not to like do Spanish comedy, but you went up there in a Nike hoodie. And before that, I was really self-conscious about what I wore on stage.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, you're wearing a Nike hoodie. I can wear whatever up there.
Okay, cool. You got it on today.
I wore this last night. Yeah. I haven't even showered.
I'm inspiring, man.
Yeah. I performed in front of a bunch of Mexicans last night in a Nike hoodie.
Where'd you go?
Check me out. I'm the new Tom.
Where'd you go?
I was in Irvine, California.
Oh, last night?
Last night. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you flew in super early?
Yeah, I got here. I got my rental and I came right here.
Oh, nice, fun. Man. How was Irvine? That's always a blast.
That's a good crowd.
For you, maybe.
Yeah.
It was like too white. It was like 50-50. Nah, it would just be like one really good show, like just, I don't know. And then the other show, I'm trying out new material.
Yeah, know? That's how
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So yeah, one show, me and the crowd would just be one.
But your special just came, to me, the worst feeling, but also you know that it's going to be good later, is in the first couple of months when a special comes out, because it can't be all great and it sucks, but you know you have to go. It's like you're training. You're like fuck, and you leave shows like bummed out.
But I'm like, damn, the first set of shows, I mean, it would have been cool if the special came out and we're doing like maybe like a smaller club, but that room is big. It's like 490
people.
It's
like a small theater.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man, it's like that's a lot of people to disappoint. They're like, yo, because they're giving me good feedback on the special. They're like, yo, we saw your special, awesome. Yeah. I'm like, cool, I'll see you in there.
Yeah.
And then I just have to
I always start when my shows, my first shows back are like in 100 seaters. When I like to start new. Because I just feel like it's
new.
You know?
I'm still learning the ropes here.
Yeah, well, I mean, try it.
Some of the shows would be awesome though, but then other shows like not so.
Yeah, I like.
You know what I like to do is the like the B rooms in like whatever, like in Cap City, I'll do like the small room, the red room, and then at Joe's Club, I'll do the side room.
I like
little
that too.
Boy, just like 100 people, like you said. Just like, so if I fucking bomb it, you know,
whatever.
You were here, you saw me make the sausage, it failed, sorry.
Nah,
you know?
Yeah. Who cares about those 100 people?
Yeah.
They'll sink on the cruise one day or something.
yeah, fuck them. Exactly.
Nobody will know.
Okay, so here's a really fun thing we're going to do. We found these videos that people record in prison for basically like, it's like their dating site. So they get to post these videos and ask, you know, for people to like, hey, do you want to reach out?
Hit me up.
But what we do is we play the video for you, and then you guys guess what this person is in for.
Okay.
Yeah.
We guess the crimes.
Okay.
It's a trip, though. I'm going to warn you, because sometimes you'll think like this person's really sweet, and that's the guy that murdered his whole family.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's somebody here like, this motherfucker looks tough, and he just like, he forgot to make a payment or something.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
it's a pretty fun game.
But yeah, sometimes it does line up with what you think. It's all about, you know, where you think it's at. Okay.
Face the name and what a face it is. You might recognize it from the one you fantasize about cheating on your boyfriend with.
Ew.
But I figured I'd say what's up.
Hard.
And, hopefully I hear from you soon, and you're having a good day and all that shit. But that's all I got. All right.
Ew.
I mean, I'm not even looking. I sense very like psychopathic traits in this person. You know.
I think the first word you said was meth. I agree. I'm smelling drugs.
But maybe he had drugs on him. But while he was committing another crime, this dude was probably like, you know, robbing a car or something that he could go pawn.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I think it's like, he's a junkie, and he stole, and he got caught stealing for drug money or something.
You guys are starting off real warm.
Oh, no.
He has been arrested for robbing a coffee shop at gunpoint, fighting a police officer, and forging a fake check.
Yeah, that's pussy shit. Fighting a cop. You have to be on meth to fight the cop.
I like how he robbed the coffee shop and forged the fake check. Because one of those is really like meth head robbery gun to somebody's face. But the other one, I just imagine like some Catch Me If You Can. Like he's in a hotel room, like very strategically cutting a check together.
It's
By the
so
way,
strange
who pays
to
for
have.
Checks?
Well, it's just so strange also to have both charges. Like, I got a fake check.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I robbed the place at gunpoint.
Yeah, it's
like it's usually one or the other. You're either trying to be sly and slide that check in where nobody notices, or you're putting a gun in someone's face.
But that's what happens.
It's usually not both.
Maybe tried to slide the check in.
You take
and
this?
Then...
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Maybe while he's robbing them, he's like, give me your checkbook. And then he's like, I'm writing fake shit on here.
I think he has his tongue split too.
Cool.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, those are cool. That's Andrew. Here's
Andrew Bryant.
Here's Branson. Let's see what Branson's up to.
Oh, shit. Oh.
No eyebrows.
Mm. Oof.
No words either. Is that the video, bro? He's just like, check me out.
He's not going to talk? Bro. He's not very bright.
Well, he's looking at people. You know what? He doesn't like.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. What
he
is
didn't like.
That?
He wanted to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But at first, he not was waiting for people. The people to clear, and then he's just like, no
that
one's
is
clearing out.
Matrix plug in the back.
Fucking... Yeah, that's a real interesting cut.
All right. Now we guess.
Now you can guess.
That's the whole clip.
That's he the clip. Even, he doesn't say a word.
By the way, this is unprecedented.
Yeah,
we've
never had somebody like this.
All right. That's murder. That's straight murder. People who are that much in their head have done, they see blood.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. The teardrop, that's a gang. So he's definitely gang shit.
Mm.
So he's killed people, in gang stuff.
Okay.
He's a psycho, though.
So there's a what and a why. Okay. So what happened was he was arrested for stealing a car, running from the police at over 100 miles an hour, then running on foot. He was also arrested on drug charges. He had 1 pound of meth, bunch of fentanyl, and 9 grams of heroin. And he's locked up until 2030, but he is eligible for parole next year.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not murder. See, but see how the look definitely says murder.
Yeah.
I believe that too, but it's just drugs.
That's crazy that the judge looked at this guy and was like, he'd be all right. Like, he's eligible for parole tomorrow.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
He'll definitely fit right back into society nicely.
9 pounds of heroin and how many pounds of meth?
A pound of meth.
A
I think it was.
Meth?
Yeah, it was here. It's It's 1 pound of meth, 9 grams of heroin.
Nine grams
of fentanyl. He had some fentanyl.
And some fentanyl. Yeah. The fentanyl is the really scary
That's
stuff.
That's the scary shit now, yeah.
I feel like if it had just been meth and heroin, they're like probation.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Fentanyl is what gets you locked up.
Look at this friendly face.
This guy's all right, man.
It's like when those eyebrows go back, you can re-enter society.
Bro, look at how elaborate those tats are, too.
That's the package. But then again, the guys that have the elaborate package, they don't do a whole lot of shit. It's the guys that look like Mr. Rogers that have, like, murdered
Typically,
people.
We found that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, the real clean-cut, like, guy who's like, hey, I'm just, I like rainbows, I like drawing, and I like,
Those are the guys that don't express themselves enough.
It's like triple homicide.
That's why sometimes you got to get that crazy tattoo before you end up murdering people.
Yeah.
You got to express yourself.
You got to express
yourself. And that's drugs.
My name's Ty. I'm from Boise. I'm 6'3", 250.
Whoa.
Shit.
My love language, domestic violence.
Oh.
No, I'm just playing. But if you like to struggle snuggle, hit me up.
Struggle snuggle.
He's not playing at all.
No, he's definitely not playing.
Clayton. Yeah, he's killed. He's killed a bitch.
This guy.
He's killed a girlfriend.
Assaulted a female in his family. Probably his mom.
That's just such
this
a
guy
game.
Hit his mom. That's why he's in jail.
I love this game. Guys,
yeah,
trafficking heroin.
Oh wow! No tattoos.
I feel
on
bad.
Guy.
That's a little more respectable than hitting your mom.
Yeah. Beating
He's
your
a
mom.
Businessman.
My love language is domestic violence.
Yeah, that's what he says. That's wild.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I guess when you are guilty of one thing, you're pretty honest with the other things. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh but yeah.
I shouldn't have went for punching mom. It's too obvious.
Yeah. Right. He's not who you think he is. That's
See,
what they say about Clayton.
And what's curious about this guy is that he's not with Gen Pop. He's in a hidden, like a
he's like in a rec room,
a
right
communal
now. Yeah.
Oh, area.
He's a snitch.
Oh,
could be. Why is he in this sweet room?
Yeah, he's got the television on.
This is the fucking presidential suite.
Yeah,
that is, yeah. That looks better than my room at my dad's house.
Right.
Look at that TV. They hung it up.
Yeah, it looks nice, man.
She drive me crazy, yo. Oh, yeah, she my beautiful baby, yo. Hey, I need some wife, all right? Just holler me. I'm from Zulu Nation, you know? I'm a good guy. I like to take care of women. Yeah.
This guy scams somebody. He's got a beautiful voice.
Oh,
he tricks you.
There's clues in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy knows how to scam. He knows how to make you look over here so you can really... you know, poke you over here for doo doo you.
All right. Yeah, I agree. He's the Nigerian guy that calls you, right? And takes your fucking money.
Yeah. That guy sent me emails.
Bro.
Yeah.
I tell you, you fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
You
Dang.
Nailed it. 2015, he stole credit cards and was caught. Then in 2016, he stole jewelry from his girlfriend's grandma and pawned them and was caught. Then he got arrested for final time for being on drugs and stealing. Yeah, but it's all scam related stuff.
Scam related, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a piece of shit. He's not
this guy's
like
just a scumbag. Yeah.
He's not like a real criminal. He's just kind of a piece of shit.
As soon as I saw him singing, I'm like, don't go near my grandma.
Yeah exactly. This is
she
the guy.
Will fall for this guy.
The charmer.
Yeah.
One last guy. Hopefully, hopefully we land on a sweetheart.
28 years old from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm 6'1", 210 pounds. I love tattoos, hanging out with family and friends, and working out a lot.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Just looking for some people to get to know and to talk to, so if you're interested, get a hold of me.
He's an absolute murderer. He's killed his whole
I gotta
family.
Say, Jacob, that's a nice video. I like the friends and family. Let me see what you're... Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So...
He's out of his fucking mind.
That guy's so nice.
He's so nice.
He's so nice.
Don't fall for it.
I don't know. I guess if I had to guess... This guy, like, got really mad and maybe killed his best friend or something like that. Maybe a relative, just out of anger.
I think he's so... Okay, Jacob, this is in Idaho. He's a kind of a crackery white guy. He comes from a crackery family where they suppress all their feelings. He grew up like a Christian or something like that, right?
This is getting deep.
Yeah, because I know this kind of... This is like a bullshit artist, this guy. So he's going to pretend like he's together, but... The darkness is so dark and so deep.
Probably hates his dad because he always wanted to buy like Fruit Loops, but his dad was really like big on like Kellogg's and Special K or something.
Yep.
Didn't let him slice any bananas into there.
Right.
Just drive him mad, you know?
That's right. Well, that's right. No name brand cereals.
No nothing.
No Pop Tarts with the frosting.
I believe you said nice guy who like popped off one time and did something crazy.
Yeah, this guy has like a temper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was arrested for attempted strangulation. and then violating his probation.
So who do you try to strangle? Does
doesn't
it
say?
I no, wish we knew. Say.
That's where the real juice yeah. is at, is in the who.
In the who, yeah, for
the
sure.
Tracy. Wonder why. It was yeah. a girl. It's a bitch.
Was a girl. Yeah.
So, but isn't that a fun game?
They met in church group.
I like that, yeah. yeah. I mean, I don't like that he strangled the bitch, but I mean, this is a fun game.
It is fun, yeah.
I hope, I don't know, man. But I don't be afraid that all of these people are going to see this and then form like same. A sinister six against me.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you judged us?
No, they all show up at the same time.
Well, I'll let the front row of my next show.
Peace and love.
You said I was a love. Piece of shit, dog.
Oh, yeah, you thought God. I'd had meth?
Have you ever done meth?
Every heterosexual man mm-hmm. should experience anal penetration. Full stop, just to understand the full vulnerability stop. Of it, just to understand what British. It's like to have a pussy, or if you're going to penetrate okay. a woman's asshole, like to really get what that feels like, it changes the game of how you approach it.
I yeah. get it. Or if that's the rules, then you got to get a dick attached to you. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to experience you. You got to experience me.
There you go. Yeah. Get your dick on.
Yeah. That's not fair. Get your dick on. Get your dick on. But get a real dick, not a strap on. Get a dick.
Have a dick attached.
I would love to have a dick attached, sewn on.
Yeah. Why not?
But I don't think getting stuff in your butt is the same as getting it in your pussy. Like, those are two different feelings altogether.
Yeah, I'm no scientist, but I'm pretty sure butts and pussies are two different
feels.
You know, actually, doctors agree with you. They yeah. say that pussies and assholes are quite different.
Quite yeah. different. Very.
Look at yeah, those true. Tiny little tits. Look how they fit.
I also like that she's
ties.
Actually making this really impassioned plea.
Yeah.
And it sounds almost sophisticated, but then she's just like using. Bah. She's like bah. In their asshole. Or this understand what a pussy feels like. Yeah. So like the language choices kind of.
Yeah.
Diminish and, what she's saying.
And she went British. She was like, full stop. And like, first of all, bitch.
Is that like a British
yeah,
term order?
They go, full stop. It's all, absolutely. Hmm. But she's not, you know.
She's like
not
this that. Porn star ambassador.
Yeah.
She's like, I speak for the pussies and assholes of a lot of women.
This is, speaking of pussies and assholes, this is actually something I'm so excited to share. So there's been this thing. It's been going on for the last, I would say the highest point has been the last year about censorship of books, like what kind of books should be in libraries for
yeah.
kids, and you know, people are like pushing back on the drag queens, and so I guess the this is Senator Kennedy, he's reciting sections of All Boys Aren't Blue and Gender Queer, and this is like in D.C. at
this is amazing,
like a hearing.
This is amazing,
and yeah, it's really fucking. It's just hilarious to see him say, and then you can see the face of some of the people who are listening to him read.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees, and I began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain.
Mm. Don't you feel like he's done this in his life?
That'd be hilarious. He was just like, oh, shit, this is the script. This is my notebook.
I like that he performs it, though.
Yeah.
He performs it. That's commits. The difference.
There's a lot of soul in my ass.
In my ass.
I want that
I
to be.
I got a new strap-on harness today.
Oh.
I can't wait. To put
I can't
it on.
Wait.
It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life. Then I want you inside of me.
I love this. I can watch him all
that
day.
Last look. Yeah. Y'all want that in the schools?
Huh? Hell yeah.
I wish
only if this guy reads it, though. This guy should do a tour, like one of the children's libraries.
Hell yeah.
The dry your pussies up tour. Can you imagine this guy trying to get you all turned on?
Turned on, yeah. That's why I feel
this
like
this was my ass.
I wish you would do all pornography.
He should do it all for sure.
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
The best part is the lady who's laughing, the only one. The like, only dude, if you one. Were She's in like, that room, if I were in that room, they'd have to kick me out. I'd be fucking hyperventilating. 100%
escorted out. I'd be like,
this guy needs to do audiobooks.
Yep.
Yeah, that was incredible. Unbelievable.
You have to write in your next book a pornography scene and hire this guy to read that Senator, excerpt.
He'd be like, I'm not for your amusement, young man.
This asshole is not for your amusement.
Just put this on my outgoing voicemail and just have it say,
I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life.
Did you guys read this stuff in high school? I
don't remember anything like this in high school.
Shit, I'd read
a lot
more.
I keep hearing that a lot of these books that are getting banned are like in schools or for like kids' books, supposedly.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I would have remembered that.
Yeah. I would remember that too.
I would remember that so much. But
I know.
No, I read The Odyssey. Not enough sex in that one, if you ask me.
What was my God, what's the fate? Was it like, Mark Twain?
Oh, and I
the N-word one?
N-word Jim
was in there.
That was a biggie. Yeah, that's why you read it. You were like,
yeah, you're like,
see
I
want to
see the N-word 400 times in a book.
No, they didn't read it as that.
That in Catcher in the Rye, he said fuckers, I think, in there.
Yeah, then you see that. Like, that's kind of rad. That's cool. Yeah, yeah, it's like exciting. But
yeah,
I think we
would
have all been like, yeah, get strap-ons and dildos, blowjobs. I would have given a presentation. I'd like to present to
you. I'm petitioning to read this book.
Three times last night.
Yeah. 1,000 word essay? I'll give you 3,000 words.
There you go. Easy. A++. It's actually smart to get kids reading stuff like this.
I know. This is how we motivate teenagers to read, dude.
Fuck is wrong with you?
The fuck is wrong with y'all?
I think you got to expose people and, you know, makes them wiser, more mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to talk about fucking cock.
Dicks and pussies and dildos and assholes.
Yeah. You don't want a kid graduating high school not even knowing how to give or receive a blowjob.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I do want drag queens reading to my kindergartners.
Do you? Yeah,
I do. Pay attention.
You find yourself quicker. You know what you like or don't like.
That's true. If they're into that, they'll know.
There's a thing that happens though. Drag queens sometimes they get mislabeled. Have you ever seen?
Please tell me we have this.
Oh yeah.
God, I've been thinking about this for a week.
Looks like he's having a nice feast. She,
her.
Yeah, she, her.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
But it was not all good.
I use she, her pronouns. I'm not sir. Yeah, like it's like a knife in the heart.
Yeah.
I did specifically ask ahead of time not to be called sir. Yeah, I'm just going to go.
Okay.
I have so many thoughts.
Yeah. The sweet water starts at. Yes, okay. Sir? Not.
I mean, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
It's just always like a knife. It always hurts every single time. I was wondering if there's a manager I could talk to about something that happened. Yeah, I was called sir.
Oh, okay.
It just really sucks every time it happens. I don't need to be called ma'am.
What?
Like, here's the deal. I understand you have your preferred pronouns. I get it. But she is like shitting on busboys.
She, her.
Yeah, like bus, like people that are just fucking working. Like if you've worked in a restaurant, you know that the staff is not worried about the motherfucker's gender identity.
Can I point something else out? Not only does she set up a camera, but she has a microphone clip.
That's a good
point.
So
this is all set up for this.
For outrage,
I'm the busboy, I'm like, lady, bro, I barely even know English. Like,
right.
Let alone your pronouns.
Fuck your pronouns.
Sorry, señor.
But also too, like, okay, she has a pretty decent receding hairline. The hair is not great for a lady.
First, I think if you're gonna, you know, make the change, transition, first
go
part
on
of the operation, jawline.
Yeah.
You gotta look at yourself and know, like, I'm a handsome fucking dude, but if I'm not gonna be a dude anymore, well, I gotta like chip away at this. I don't know. Look, I don't really have much of a jawline. I could be a chick.
You have a slender frame.
Stupid. Yeah, I bet if I was at a restaurant, I would not have that problem. They'd be like, "Here you go, ma'am." I'd be like, "Thanks." I'd be like, "Can you call your manager? You are amazing. I couldn't compliment you."
And they're like, the lady, the beautiful lady over there wants to talk to the manager.
I feel like when somebody like that also causes issues and makes videos, it makes it really hard for like the entire trans community, I guess, because like whenever I'd go stay with some friends in New York,
yeah,
we'd go a lot to like the whole Brooklyn comedy scene, which sure. is, you know, very different. And it was my first time being around a lot of that kind of stuff. And I'd mess up people's pronouns. And not once did anybody was like, ah, what the fuck? You call mm-hmm. me the wrong thing? They're just like, nah, I get it. It's all right. They're like, you're just some guy. Not that important anyway.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's the thing.
Well, this is outrage content, though.
It's outrage.
Like, this individual goes to restaurant. Imagine going to a restaurant and like the first Setting thing you do up. Is yeah. you set up your camera. And you turn your mic on, and then you're like, I'm just going to wait for someone to say one wrong word and then make content about
this
it.
This lady has, this is like her fifth order of oysters. Yeah, just waiting to get to it happen. Yeah. They're like, man, you've been here 6 hours.
I'm like, also, dude, okay, I get that you want to be called a certain thing. Guess what? I want people to call me the right name. You know how many motherfuckers call me Christine? For 20 years. Like, people that I'm really good friends with call me Christine, and I've never corrected them. It's you're true. Just like, I guess I'm fucking Christine, bro.
Yeah,
my name is Raphael. I've never once told people call me Ralph. It just happened.
What's your name?
Yeah. My favorite thing is before I went down to Mexico to do a show, there were some of the Latin comics were like, just so you know, man, in Mexico, me too. No vale mierda. Like they don't fucking give a shit about it. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, and neither do the fucking, and then she's complaining to like the yeah. Chinese owner of the Chinese restaurant. Yeah. She's like, what? Oh, your pronoun. I don't give a fuck about your pronoun, yeah. dude. No one gives a fuck about you.
You pay.
Just pay, dude.
Yeah.
I'm offended about my pronouns.
The dude's like, lady, I'm in a fucking... I'm about to get deported tomorrow if I don't show up to court. I'm trying to get my citizenship. Yeah. Like,
no one gives a fuck about your pronouns.
Please chill on me. Yeah, exactly.
I'm offended.
All right, you wanna tell Rafael?
Rafael, see, I'm so pumped. Dude. TikToks?
Yeah.
Oh man, do you like TikTok?
Man, I hate TikTok.
Really?
But I'm down to watch whatever people
but
send me.
It's because you're on the wrong side of TikTok.
That's probably it. I haven't put in the time to let the algorithm get to know me.
Well, yeah, she's got a very specific lane.
Okay.
You might leave here really sad or really amused.
Confused. It depends on, yeah. But I like the outliers. I don't like normal people. So it's not cute stuff. Okay, it's dark shit. Here we go.
This is all, just remember, however you feel, it's on Christina.
Okay.
Whose time is it?
There you go.
Oh my God.
Enjoy. Christmas time is here.
That guy killed that dog and stuff.
Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call the favorite time.
Okay, this is like a 2.5 minute.
You don't like the Charlie Brown Christmas music?
You know how scary this guy is?
Yes, that's why I like him. And here's what I like too, is that he really gets the sadness of the song Christmas Time.
Yeah, he does.
Some people miss the undertones of depression to this number. He nails it.
Look at that guy's boobs. I'd call him a she. I would not mistake him for...
That's a she-her.
That's a she-her for sure.
Yeah.
He's so sad. Maybe he needs to go to Columbia.
Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere.
Okay.
Why the dog? Why is he putting the hat? Oh my God, that is a stuffed bulldog. I thought you were joking.
Wait.
That's not a real bulldog.
Oh, I thought I saw it move just now.
It's still fucked up from last night.
Nah, that guy killed his dog and stuffed it for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not, he probably talks to him. He's like, I'm sorry. This tinkles. You think I like this?
I told you to stop barking. Like, I just wouldn't listen that day, and I took it too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Here I am, Buckingham Palace, home of Queen. Freddie Mercury house is here. Freddie Mercury, very good homosexual man. He has mustache like Joseph Stalin. He is my favorite.
This is my uncle.
That is definitely a good reason to like.
It's funny he said that's my uncle because I'm getting uncle vibes from him. That's like stuff. I have uncles that say stuff like that. Very good homosexual man. Like, yeah, very decent person.
They have to qualify it. Like he's gay, but he's all right. He's all right.
Yep.
All right. One second.
America needs to know that these blonde girls, they're not where it's at. It's the goth girls that we're looking for. You see a girl in fishnets who doesn't talk to anybody, that's the one for you.
That's how I met you.
Thoughts?
Literally how I met you. I literally met you.
Yeah, I know.
I met you in fishnets.
Yeah.
100% certain you were a working girl sitting on Sunset. And I was like, man, I wish I had another $60 on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, babe. So special. Have you ever been with a goth chick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the smile on his face. Look at that. Reminiscing.
He remembers.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Dang.
I feel like sometimes the goth girls are the ones that go after me a little more because I think I got this goth look to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look like I do a lot of drugs, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember we got along really well. Like, this girl was cool. And we went like on this first date and her clothes was just so weird. She looked like a pirate. Making my dick soft.
Yeah. A pirate. Oh, so she was like, I know you're talking about that kind of goth. It's like,
man, that was like, good.
That was her trying to not be goth too. She was kind of like going for like some colors, I think. Like
pirate. Oh,
I wouldn't like go pirate goth.
Pirate goth, yeah.
No, it's super lame. And there's the Ichabod Crane goth too. It's like the white, the flowery kind of billowing.
Was she
shit.
Like super yeah. layered up? Like,
yeah, she was a little layered
she,
up.
Was she thick?
She was, nah, she's not thick. She was,
bracelets, tons, like 50 bracelets.
She was
on.
Almost looking like Prince.
Yeah, too many ruffles.
Did
yeah.
you go out again?
Rough Victorian.
So we did. So we hung out the second time. And I think she knew that maybe the other stuff kind of threw me off. So the second time we hung out, she just wore like jeans and a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
But now she's not being herself.
Right.
Which is hot. So, hell yeah, we got it on.
Yeah.
Now so, we hung out a few times, but it didn't cool. work out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not goth enough.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know.
But neither am I, bro. Okay. Please.
Please, Tom. You love it. But you like the dark side of the force, though. You
I
don't,
do.
But you
I
don't
do.
Like bimbo-y looking broads.
That's true. I'm
what
not really
what does that mean, like the dark side of the forest? Do you guys literally go to forest and when you're in the dark side, Tom's like, hell yeah, this is cool.
No, the
here.
Dark side of the force.
The force.
Not oh, the force.
Like yeah. the Jedi
oh,
force.
I thought you said forest.
Like energy. Dark energy. I like dark energy, but I don't okay, like okay. goth subculture.
I can definitely you know. Tell you like dark energy. When you came out, when I was out in the lobby of the studio with her, yeah. you came out, I was like, this guy is the corporations. This guy yeah. gave out the vaccines. Like,
yeah. I was a big proponent for sure.
Hell yeah.
I liked making people sick. Yeah. All right. Let's see.
This is gnarly.
Oh, shit.
Watch this shit.
Uh-oh.
Listen to that sound. Bam!
He's not even slightly flustered by this.
No, he should be.
No panic at all.
No,
none.
Look at him. He's just accepting the pneumonia.
Dude, wow. the sound is crazy of the ice breaking.
Yeah.
When it's like, choo-choo-choo. Can we hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
I kind of trip out on the sound more than the actual falling. Look at him. He's fucking wearing just underwear, dude. This fool's crazy. Go.
Ooh.
Fuck.
I mean, I would think actually that worst part is like the face fall, the chest yeah. face into the ice.
Kinda, yeah, it's like a belly flop onto thin ice.
Oof.
I think he's keeping it
What's
cold.
He say here? Oh, face plant.
Face plant.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think because the audience is there and he's yeah. being watched, he's trying to be cool, you know?
Yeah. He's like,
he
nah,
saw that
bro.
Shit coming.
I'm all good. Yeah, everyone's done that.
Nuts are up yeah. in his stomach. Yeah. He's like, nah, my nuts are fine.
It's fine.
Fuck ice skating, dude. I don't know why people do this.
I went ice skating once and I got a blister. I was like, never again.
You got a blister?
Yeah.
Also,
oh,
skating.
And that was it, yeah.
He's fucking... in his underwear.
And he's a crazy
yeah,
person.
He's totally out of his mind.
So I'm in London trying to figure out what to eat out here. Everything's all different.
Different.
People on the other side of the road. My plugs don't fit in any of the outlets and shit. Now I'm trying to figure out what to eat.
How is this real?
What? Is that what the fuck I think it is?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go get a double quarter pounder with cheese.
This is a horrible talk.
Nah, bro, I fuck with this guy.
Yeah, I do too. Especially in England,
I like how
he sucks there.
Cause I'm gonna believe that he didn't even like decide to go to London. Like he just got dropped off there with his plugs. He's just like, what the fuck, man? Because everything.
How
on the
do you
other
not
side
know,
of-
man? Like you don't know. You don't know that things are gonna be different. Everything's on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
They have these weird accents. Yeah, you're in another fucking country, man.
Yeah, that part's a little.
I
annoying.
Feel at home with that guy. Maybe it's because I'm from Texas. And yeah. I'm just like,
And Mickey D's abroad? You would go to Mickey D's?
I'll go to Mickey D's all the time. Bro, I ate Mickey D's. That was my last meal.
Mickey
really?
D's?
Mickey D's.
What did you get?
I got chicken nuggets and a McDouble and some French fries.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean.
Really loosens up the old intestines.
Yeah, there. It gets things going for sure.
Yeah, it has the opposite effect on me. It
backs you
it
up.
Stays
backs
you in. Up. Yeah.
It stays there?
Yeah.
Your body loves McDonald's.
I think it does.
Your body's loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
But okay. In his defense, the food in England, in Britain rather, is so bad that I too would opt for McDonald's. Like, that would be my beacon of life.
I gotta go check it out. I've never been there.
It's cool, but the food is fucking dog shit.
I went to Canada, and I feel like the food was really, really good.
Yeah, I like Canada.
But the snacks suck.
No, it's like they bite your tongue.
Love themselves or something.
Did you try the all dressing chips? Those are the fucking best. Your snacks got all fucked up, bro. What were you eating?
I don't know. I was just trying to like buy chips, and like even their Cheetos taste less like chemically or something. But I like the chemicals.
Yeah.
I like. It's not enough sugar over there.
Sure.
There's not enough toxins.
I understand.
I don't like how much they respect their bodies.
I understand.
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun.
Mm-mm. What do you prefer?
Well, I like Parmesan cheese that's out of the shaky, like processed Parmesan cheese over fresh cheese any day. I love orange macaroni and cheese out of the box, like the shitty kind that uses the bad dye.
Like the one that's not even allowed to be called mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It's just like Kraft singles.
Yeah. Kraft dinner is what they call it in Canada. Kraft dinner. I like that. I like shitty hot dogs. Ooh. I like everything shittier, actually. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You have brought me about 20-something, 23, I want to say.
Hold on.
And
press pause
counting one.
What's up?
Okay. So this is the woman on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. She's always doing those videos.
She's always like, if you're not bringing your husband multiple women to have sex with, why are you even married? It makes him so happy to have sex with other women. I find my husband partner. So for a year, this bitch has been telling us that she does it. And I was like, who the fuck is this woman married to? He must be like an Adonis. There he is. That's the guy that she brings chicks home to fuck.
I got to talk to that guy.
Yeah, right?
That guy's pretty cool, man.
Either I got to find out how his mind works or I got to see his dick.
Right. So this is the guy. This is the mystery man we've all been waiting for.
That he's seen and he was interested in on his own. So sometimes he's out and about and he'll
his
see
his expression,
someone.
By the way, is completely disinterested.
That's how he does it.
Doesn't care.
One that he's like, oh, I'm interested in
exploring the idea
yeah. of marrying
cool as,
her.
Cool as ice.
And he'll tell me and he'll bring
cool
me
as
to
a
meet
cucumber.
The girl before he even talks to the girl or, you know, takes any type of step, which is nice because it's respectful.
It is nice.
I'm included from the beginning. And in return, I do the same. I find people that I think, oh, wow, like, I like her. I like her Dean. I like how she is. I think she can make my husband a better man. And I'll present her to him.
She's
whether
rad,
it's someone
though.
I saw on Instagram, a close
Look at him.
Friend.
Dead behind
I present
the ice.
The idea. And if he's interested and thinks they're attractive,
yeah,
then he can
blink.
Pursue it. If not, then
he
you
blink.
Have
blink.
To tell
yeah.
the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of men want to have more than
that's
one
he
wife,
says.
But they do it sneakily. Like, they lie to their wives. What do you say to that?
Don't be a boy. Be a man. A man is honest.
Oh,
like
man.
That.
This guy's
flexing
on the rest of us men.
Stay staring,
out,
too.
Especially if you're single.
Stay staring.
Be honest,
stay staring.
Stay staring.
And this way, the woman will know what you want, who you are, and she won't feel like she's betrayed or lied to. It's not nice to hurt people. And when you're honest, you get everything you want. Allah rewards you for being honest.
Oh,
so.
Allah does.
I love that. It is not nice to hurt people.
If you're single and you want to get married, or if you're married,
we're still
and you
working
want to
on our first
marriage,
blink.
Go to collectivelymarried.com. We wrote some great books that can help you. Check them out. Share this video and follow for more.
Bro, that dude's straight up.
Bro,
but that's what turns.
This guy makes me feel like such a coward for hiding my cheating. I should have been a man and just like.
I told her to bring you someone.
Yeah.
Go bring me someone you find attractive.
I'll tell you what, the girl I'm dating right now, I think is like open to somewhat of like having another partner.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the first time I've ever been with somebody like that. I've always known I'm into it. I just never thought I'd actually like achieve it, or, like obtain it.
No, do you mean having a third person in your relationship, a throuple or
not? Not
just
in the relationship,
cheating,
but
cheating.
Maybe just like. Like in bed or something.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a keeper, man.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet, but we were out were out one night and some stuff got crazy. No, I'm not going to release.
Yeah, sure. Details.
Don't talk about it. Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
I'll tell you guys when the mics are off.
Okay.
And you guys are going to be like, oh, man, this fucking Ralph guy's cool as fuck.
Stupid. But so apparently this chick likes the strong silent type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The strong, unblinking, disinterested, aloof.
Just because we're on this topic, sure, I'm jumping to another video because I think this is actually really appropriate to wrap things up on.
Okie doke.
How to keep a bitch from getting too comfortable. Guys, a wise man once said, bitch don't get too comfortable. And this man gonna tell you how to keep their ass uncomfortable. So listen up. Whenever you fucking with these bitches who got pets, every time you go over to her crib, I want you to kick the shit out that little motherfucker. And then she asks you why you did it, say, bitch, you want to be next? This right here will show that you're a dominant man and you're a dangerous man. Women love that shit.
Yeah, they love
it. Another thing you can do is whenever you out in public and you flirt with other bitches, I want you to look your girl straight in her eye and say, fuck you. This will show her that she got to compete for you. Also, whenever you introduce her to like your friends or your family and shit, introduce her as some chick. This will make her want to prove herself to you. So in the future, she can get a better title. Also, if you love this bitch, don't ever show it. It's a reason why men who marry this bitch don't ever get no pussy. If you want her to be a hoe, treat her like a hoe. And hoes don't get married. Game is game.
Wow. There you go. Hoes never get married.
We haven't visited him in a while.
Yeah, I know.
And, yeah.
Yo, you guys, someone's got to send me that. I'm going to get on TikTok now.
Bro, this guy has hundreds. He puts out just masterpieces.
He's very informative. Yeah. I mean, the problem is he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this will definitely get a woman to fall in love.
Yeah, I don't know about kicking the pet, but I do like just being out in public and being like, fuck you. And then that's a really cool thing.
Did you guys ever see those videos of the Tourette's guy?
We've seen a few Tourette's guys.
Oh, yeah, which one?
There's one, man, it's like over 10 years ago, we used to watch their video. I think it's like his sons or like his stepkids or something that would like record him. A dude in a neck brace.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's the one where, like, his, like, wife or ex-wife or something threw, like, a bowl of cereal at him. And he's, like, picking it up. And he's just like, bitch.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah. That's a bit. But we've had, like, some real, real ones that are crazy. Like, people out in public saying wild shit that you cannot say in public.
Nice.
And it's some of the best stuff. Tourette's is a blessing, for sure. Wow. So for people that don't know, if they have not yet, please watch Cowabunga on Netflix right now. You have dates coming up. I'm
tickets at barbosacomedy.com. Follow me on Instagram at RalphBarbosa03. Not to like brag, but a lot of the shows for the rest of this year pretty sold out, I think.
Congrats, man.
Not Austin. Plenty of tickets left for Austin.
All right.
So if you're in Texas, you know.
Go see your boy.
Come to my shows.
Absolutely.
All
right. Congrats on everything. Congrats on all your success.
Very funny.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye, mommy. Remember the poop pile?
Everybody wanted to poop.
It's poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop.
It's poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop. Everybody wanted to poop.
It's poop pile.
Poop pile.
Poop pile.
Poop pile. Poop pile.
Poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop.
Yeah.
Poop. Poop.
Pile.
Poop. Poop. A poop pile. Poop. Poop.
It's poop pile.
Poop. Poop.
You guys had it. Pile of human feces in your backyard.
A poop pile.
Poop pile.
Poop pile.
Poop pile. Poop pile.
Poop poop.
We like this poop pile.
Poop pile. Everybody wanted to poop in the pile.
It's a poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop in the pile.
It's a poop pile.
We shit on that thing for 100 days in a row. People from all over that apartment complex would shit there. It was like 1,000 shits in one pile. The neighborhood kids were like, I want to take a shit there. And we'd let them. We would announce. We would go, like that. Everybody wanted to poop.
It's poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop. Everybody wanted to poop.
Poop pile.
Everybody wanted to poop. A poop pile. A poop pile.